With a Royal Commission into aged care now underway, there's renewed attention on the dilemma being faced by residents of one of Australia's most remote islands, Christmas Island, lying in the Indian Ocean, 1,500 k's from the Australian mainland, has no dedicated aged care facility for its almost 2,000 residents, and the nearest service is a four-hour flight away down in Perth. Tom Joyner has more.
Ang Ahim has spent almost every evening for as long as he can remember at the Punsan Club on Christmas Island. It's where members of the Chinese community gather to talk, share a drink or gamble. With friend and fellow club member Ji Fu translating, Ang Ahim tells me that to him, the Punsan Club is everything.
There's nowhere else to go here on the island, but he keeps in the news of what's happening when he's here. Because this club brings a lot of memories and there are people who he can talk with. He never feels bored here.
The club's members, mainly older men and women, play mahjong late until the night, with plastic fans on the walls struggling to keep the tropical heat at bay. At 87, Ang Ahim can still drive himself to the Punsan Club each night, but he wonders what'll happen when he can't do that anymore.
He says that aged care is required because now that he's still fit, but just in case he can't walk and all that sort of thing, they do require that facilities on the island.
There's no dedicated aged care facility on Christmas Island. And the president of the Punsan Club, Patrick Chan, says the federal government needs to step in.
Yes, there's a sizable Chinese community on island that is over the age of 60. Okay, quite senior age.
For many older Christmas Islanders who don't have family to care for them, moving to Perth, 2,500 kilometres away from their friends, isn't much of a choice. The only other alternative is to head to Malaysia or Singapore, where they might still have relatives.
In Chinese culture, there's that notion of filial piety. When you're a baby, you know, your parents look after you. When you are grown up, your parents are old, you should look after your parents. Same, likewise, for your elderly, regardless whether they are related to you or they're not related to you.
As Patrick Chan points out, it's a growing problem for a group of Chinese workers on the island who are now past retirement age.
We think of them as pioneers. You know, they came here, you know, in the 60s, 70s, maybe 80s. They've contributed to a lot on the island for the island's development. What more can we do as a community than to give back to them?
To understand what exactly Patrick Chan means by that, you need to know a bit about Christmas Island's history. The island was first settled by the British at the turn of the 20th century because of its rich phosphate reserves. But soon after, indentured workers were brought to the island and exploited as cheap mine labour. In fact, many died working under inhumane conditions. But that changed in the 1980s, when Chinese and Malay labourers organised under the banner of the Union of Christmas Island Workers and demanded wages on par with their white counterparts. Their campaign, which reached as far as the halls of Parliament House in Canberra, was successful and became a pivotal moment in the formation of the remote territory's young identity. But as those workers get older, Patrick Chan says the community must work out how to care for them.
If we don't do something now, 5 years or 10 years' time, okay, we will have a bigger problem. Okay, at the moment, yes, it's a situation where we can still maintain, but so if we don't start now, you know, it will be too late.
The Federal Department of Infrastructure, which administers the island, said in a statement that the island's hospital currently offers respite and temporary residential care to the elderly where needed, as well as in-home and palliative care. A spokesperson said the department has commissioned consultants to review health services on the island, including its aged care options, with a final report due in the first half of this year. The island's administrator, Natasha Griggs, says she hopes the report will be sensitive to the island's distinctive cultural profile.
There's been some talk around appropriate aged care packages and those sorts of things. So it's really having a look and seeing exactly what we need, but also making sure the consultants that they've engaged have a specialty around the cultural sensitivities around aged care.
Ang Ahim is lucky he's got a few choices. He's married and has a daughter studying medicine in Perth. But as his friend Ji Fu tells me, the former mine worker has made up his mind about where his future lies.
He doesn't intend to leave the island. And she said that he'll live here and die here.
And as long as the doors are open at the Punsan Club, he'll probably be there every night.
He knows everyone and most of them are his friends. For him is to just passing time, you know, passing time day and night and you can't feel lonely in that manner because there's always somebody to talk to.
That's translator Ji Fu ending Tom Joyner's report.